over the world, I reckon. Now I'm sitting here at home and I don't try to get out and learn too much no more. I used to be very active when there was going on and everything, but times weren't like they are now. But it seems that they're having trouble all over the world with dope. But did you know it's the money they get out of it?
Sure. It's big business.
That's it. Well.
But talking, what have you heard a person like that called? One who hangs on to his money? So he's just an old...
Well, sometimes they call him a miser. Sometimes they call him a money lover. I don't know, just...
You ever heard tight one?
Yes, I have.
He's just no.
And I have heard some people stoop low enough to call him a rich fool. Mm. They have got money, you know. And well, I had an uncle that was real wealthy. And that was unusual among my family. They were all good workers and all good livers, but they were all farmers too, Papa and all his people. And they got along as good as anybody else, but they didn't any of them have, you know, money put up, piled up, or things like that, you'd call it. But one of my uncles, I don't know, well, one thing that helped him, he had bought up a lot of land way back yonder before the railroad come through here. And when the railroad come through, you know, timber went sailing like everything. And he had hundreds of acres of that, and he sold it. Of course, he put him up some money. But you know, and he had lots of land and what they call renters on the land, you know, tenanting and making. But you know, that money didn't make a big difference, look like. He associated with everybody and treated everybody good. And he put a tenth of his money in church. And then he was a Methodist, and he went every fall and made a good donation to the Methodist home in Jackson. Now, I don't know where he helped anybody else then, besides the church and that home or not. But he said, well, I didn't bring a thing in the world, and there were not one thing in the world with me. And I'm not going to carry anything out with me. And he was one of the best church workers. And he was a member of a country church about 5 or 6 miles from here. And they tore the old church down and went to building a new one. And they said he worked and worked and worked. And come something he couldn't do, he'd jump in his car. He owned a little bitty car. That was way back down when these little, they called them roadsters, I think.
Yes, sir.